WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, after creeping up above 1 at the end of July, New Jersey's rate of transmission is back down to 0.98.
We are thankfully down below 1. That does not happen by accident. It's policy, it's enforcement, and most importantly, it's responsible behavior by the overwhelming amount of New Jerseyans.
The state's other health metrics also continue to trend in the right direction, with less than 600 COVID patients currently in the hospital. Meanwhile, charges have been filed against a Newark man for that house party we told you about in the Bergen County town of Alpine. Tashea Knight is charged with recklessly creating a risk of widespread injury and issued summonses for maintaining a nuisance, serving alcohol without a license, and violating state executive orders. A federal judge in New York is fast-tracking a multi-state legal challenge joined by New Jersey that is seeking to prevent the Trump administration from subtracting estimated numbers of undocumented immigrants from the counts used to apportion House seats. Rider University political scientist Micah Rasmussen says it's an important case to watch.
Really, a dramatic departure like this at the 11th hour is not only bad policy, but it would hurt New Jersey particularly hard.
A University of Virginia analysis finds that New Jersey would lose one of its 12 House seats if those estimates are subtracted from the count. A Howell resident has pleaded guilty to threatening to physically harm members of the Lakewood Jewish community in Facebook messages. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office told NJ.com 43-year-old Anthony Lotus Bodo admitted to sending threatening Facebook messages back in March. Authorities say a massive fire engulfed celebrity chef Rachel Ray's New York home. Photos of a house fire in Lake Luzerne show flames bursting through the roof and long plumes of smoke extending into the sky. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Will tomorrow be another scorcher? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Plenty of heat this week, and it looks like we will have a few storms potentially at times as well. As we go through the nighttime hours, we can't rule out maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Lows in the upper 60s north, mid-70s south. Partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two looks possible as we head through Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s. And a look ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny, muggy, a few scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s north, low to mid 90s south. My meteorologist, Mark Thibodeau.
Harvey Cedars, 78, Phillipsburg, 84, Williamstown, 89. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.